Welcome to the bit of this journey where I'm going to indulge myself in remembering Tamla Motown. I'm going to remember music like this. Now, the thing I used to love about Tamla Motown was the variety. On the one hand, you had pulsating, driving, vigorous music. And on the other hand, you had really poignant songs that would pull you apart. Some of them just sung by individuals. And behind it all lay the wall of sound, if you like, the Phil Spector sound. Which, you know, really held it all together. Now let's try this one. Let's try this one.
You've given me a true love, and every day I thank you, love, for feeling that so new, so inviting, so exciting. Whenever you're near, I hear a symphony, a tender melody, pulling me closer, closer to your arms. Then suddenly,
however great Diana Ross became subsequently, for I'm stuck in the past, I'm stuck in the era of Diana Ross and the Supremes. Now I'm going to give you a little melody, so I don't even know what's going to come next because I have a collection CD with me in the car. So let's just see what else there is to listen to from Motown. That's more Four Tops, and I have to admit that I was big into the Four Tops in those days, really big into them. And that is Lovin' You is Sweeter Than Ever. So look, let's go and hear some more. Let's see what else we got here. Oh, Isley Brothers! That's never stopped being popular, eh? But listen to this one. This couple, wow.
One can have a dream, baby. Two can make that dream so real. One can talk about being in love. Two can say how it really feels. One can worship on a star. Two can make that wish come true, yeah. One can stand alone in the dark. Two can make the light shine through. It takes two, baby.
On Saturday, I was listening to Andrea Bocelli, who I don't listen to, and who isn't my cup of tea at all, really, to be honest. But this person came into my mind.
I
and now one that I haven't heard in so long. I really am dying to hear it. And what is it? It's number 18 on this CD. So let me just see if I can catch it. Number 18. Saving you. But this one is a great anthem, I think. Listening to Motown for me is like having a bath, but it's like having a bath in something that you truly love and being showered at the same time as you're in the bath. I mean, truly, you know, that phrase wall of sound has been used so much, and you know, the density of it, the all-consuming experience. But this song, not necessarily this version, but this song is iconic for me and I will never forget. But let's just hear this version of it.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide.
Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell. That phrase, ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough to keep me from getting to you, babe. And that phrase, that can mean so much, you know. Okay, it's all about courtship and romance and stuff like that. But it could also be about whatever ambition you have, you know. Whether you're AJ Leon with your the pursuit of everything, whether you're Jane Boyd with your 45 conversations, whether you're Chris Brogan with your human business works, or no matter who you are, whether you're a local person in Cork trying to import stuff from China with a business partner out there, ain't no mountain high enough. I'm now in the boglands of West Clare, you know, just a few miles from the sea. And there ain't no valley low enough, ain't no river wide enough to stop me getting to you, baby. Yeah, I've got to the Atlantic, or nearly. If I opened the window in the car, I'd probably be able to smell it. But look, I'm going to stop. I've got one more audioboo to do, and that's about a particular composer, but this is just such a great stuff. I'm gonna go right back to the beginning again, just to hear again. from what started us off on Tamla Motown. Old song, but with a different theme. Go on, love your music, share your music, you know, show your passion for your music, honor it. Ah, look, I'm just a music obsessive. Thanks for being with me. I'll let the Four Tops play us out.